listeners, you are listening to a mini-episode of That's Entertainment. Hi, I'm your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone. And this is a mini-episode.
I already said that?
I'm saying it again because I don't want you to forget it. And we're doing one of the Aunt Beth Tells Me to Do Something mini-episodes where I ask her to give me a recommendation of some sort of movie, TV show, album, YouTube channel, etc., etc., that I've never experienced before in my entire life. And then I come back and report to her and to you, the listener, and let everyone know what I thought about it. And maybe say, will I continue to take in this piece of pop culture? Well, let's dig right in. It's January 2023. It's time to go, go, go. So I asked Aunt Beth this time around, could you give me something with the theme of sunshine? Because we are right in the midst of winter and we could use as much sunshine as possible. So what she came up with was an album that was released over 50 years ago by the rock band The Doors, and it is called Waiting for the Suns. Sun singular, excuse me. Not Waiting for the Phoenix Suns. Doors were in a California band. So we got some Southern California sunshine here as opposed to some Arizona sunshine or sunshine from anywhere else in the world. Okay, so now this is very much not my first time ever hearing The Doors. I believe that happened, 25 years ago, something somewhere along that range of time. And it's not my first time hearing all of these songs on this album. There's definitely some well-known tracks. But it may very well be my first time hearing this album, actually. At least in its entirety from start to beginning. Now, my dad, he definitely has some Doors albums, and he would have played them in the house while I was growing up. But he might just have greatest hits collection and maybe like Strange Days, which I'd say is probably their most famous studio album. Well, then there's also their debut album, which was just called The Doors. You might have that one too. Actually, I think he does have the debut album and maybe a greatest hits. I don't know. I'd have to check. So anyway, yeah, I don't think I've heard Waiting for the Sun all the way through, and this may have been my first time hearing some of these songs, quite possibly. Yeah, so it's a chance to dig into deeper to a band that I've already known quite well for quite some time, but not entirely. So this was their third studio album. It came out in 1968 after releasing their first two, both in 1967. Albums came out fast back then. People didn't wait around, so Rihanna taking an entire decade in between albums, that wouldn't have flown back then. I mean, people give her guff for it now. Think of what it would have been like if she was trying to pull that in the 70s. Either way, she should take her time, as much time as she needs to. Okay, back to The Doors. So, this album kicks off with a song I've heard plenty of times, and I might even go to say, so far as to say, it's one of the best album openers of all time from any band. I'm talking about Hello, I Love You, but looking a little closer, you know, it might, while it is a great album opener, it might not actually be one, the best album opener by this very band. They're kickoff track to their first album was none other than Break On Through to the Other Side, which they very much did. But man, what do you think in that head-to-head matchup? Which is the better album kickoff? That should be a Twitter poll, don't you think, folks? There we go. That's a much better use for Twitter than whatever Elon Musk thought he was doing. Okay. So, and then as for the rest of it, I'm not too familiar with these songs. I've definitely heard of Spanish Caravan. Wait a minute. Is that on, let's see here. Okay, that's what was happening. I ended up on the wrong, I was looking at the wrong Wikipedia page. Okay, yeah. The Spanish Caravan is probably the one other song title from this album that I remembered. And it might be my next favorite song after Hello, I Love You off this album. It's got some flamenco-style guitar playing, so that was fun. And then overall, this album just has a vibe of, you know, something that feels like you would have heard on a montage from a movie or TV show that's just setting the time and place. It's like late 60s, America, here we are. Listen to this Doors album, and it will take you back. And of course, some of these songs were used for that very purpose. Hello, I Love You was definitely used in an episode of The Wonder Years. So there we go. Then, you know, it's very much a psychedelic album, but at a time where, you know, like, psychedelic rock was very much in at the time, and it would continue to be for, you know, into much of the 70s. But it wasn't like that deeply psychedelic. Like, people who have never used any mind-altering drugs in their lives or never even heard of LSD and mushrooms and the like could listen to this album and not even catch a whiff of all that psychedelia. You know, so it's certainly accessible in that way. You know, it doesn't have any like 10-minute guitar solo freakouts. I mean, the longest song on this album is 3 minutes and 54 seconds, and most of them are under 3 minutes. So there you go. As I said, Hello, I Love You and Spanish Caravan are probably my top two on this album. And then I think my next favorite is the closer, 5-1. Yeah, that one worked for me as well. So now the big question, will I continue to listen to the Doors? Well, I've been listening to them for quite some time, for more than two-thirds of my life, I'd say. If a song of theirs comes on the radio, I'm probably not going to change the dial. I think I will listen to it happily. Now, will I re-listen to this album again specifically? I can see that happening. You know, it's got some chill vibes. You can get work done while you've got it playing in the background. It fits quite well. Or, you know, you can play it, put it on while you've got your crew over for an outdoor picnic or something like that. You know, I asked for a sunshine-themed recommendation, and there we go. I'm talking about it in January in the Northern Hemisphere, but I'm this time of year, I'm checking, okay, when does the sun set? When is it going to be past 5 o'clock again? Oh, we're getting so closer. Oh, we're almost, so, you know, that's where my mind's at right now. So this was a nice visit from the summer, as it were. All right, we've got a really, I think it'll be a great full-length episode cooking up about one of our favorite shows currently. So I'll let you try to tease out what that could possibly be. But in the meantime, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, support us on Patreon if you'd like to, and keep your remotes handy and your eyes open.